with food, drinks, clothing, and electronic products, making it essential to teach them about their rights and responsibilities as consumers. He explained that the initiative is being implemented in partnership with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, and has already been rolled out in Lusaka, Muchinga, and southern provinces. The program will see pupils participate in activities such as debates, quizzes, essay writing, and commemorations of Consumer Rights Day to make learning about consumer protection practical and engaging.
We are actually expected to visit selected schools in Eastern Province. The team here, the provincial investigator and the provincial inspector, they have identified some schools where we are going there to sensitize the pupils on their rights and also on their roles as consumers. So we thought before we visit the schools, it's better we pay a status call on you to update you of what we are doing. We are also participating at the Ntwara ceremony, and during the Ntwara ceremony, we'll be exhibiting our mandates, the two mandates for the two institutions, and also sensitize the pupils about their rights and also issues of consumer protection and product safety. We'll be sensitizing them. On top of that,
in more news, the Global Fund has commended Zambia for strengthening its health systems as discussions begin on a new funding allocation cycle. Global Fund senior manager Bertha Simwaka paid a courtesy call on the acting Minister of Health, Cornelius Mweta, with talks centered on enhancing collaboration to achieve agreed health targets and ensure long-term sustainability of interventions across the country. In international news, the youngest son of Zimbabwe's late former president, Robert Mugabe, has been formally charged with attempted murder at a brief appearance in a South African court. Balamine Mugabe, 28, was arrested last week after a 23-year-old man was shot and injured at a property in an upmarket suburb of Johannesburg last Thursday. Still in international news, Libyans have been enjoying Ramadan with feasts and fireworks, but soaring prices, a devalued currency, and political divisions have left many with little to celebrate. 15 years on from the fall of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi, the country remains split between East and West, while shortages of goods, including fuel, disrupt daily life despite Libya sitting atop vast oil and gas reserves. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zambian forward Evans Kamanga has announced he will retire from active football at the end of 2025-2026 MTN Super League season, drawing the curtain on a career that has taken him across three continents and seen him proudly represent his country on the international stage. Kangwa confirmed the decision in an emotional statement shared on social media, revealing that June 2026 will mark his final chapter as a professional. To commemorate the milestone, Kangwa will organize a farewell match, bringing together former and current teammates. Beyond his club travels, Kangwa's story is inseparable from the national team. He made his senior debut for Zambia national team Chipolopolo in 2011, beginning an international career that would span more than a decade. And on that sporting note, we've come to the end of the Power FM Evening News. For more upfront and reliable news, be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, hear the headlines once more. President Hichilema dismisses criticism over Kablonga school feeding launch. Global Fund commends Zambia as new funding cycle begins. In international news, Robert Mugabe's son charged with attempted murder in South Africa. And in sports, Zambian forward Evans Kangwa to retire from active football at the end of the 2025-2026 MTN Super League season. This has been the Power FM Evening News. Thank you for joining us and do have a lovely evening.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.
Shout out to John Babylon Gangsta, you know. He look good. Okay, yeah.
Do you wanna be the one for me? Do you wanna spend your life with me? Do you wanna?